This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Evacuations are ordered in the city of Pueblo, where a grass fire broke out this afternoon. KRDO's Sean Rice is in Pueblo.
The Pueblo Fire Department tells us they got the first call about this fire at about 10:30 this morning. Some good news, though, as they've been fighting it throughout the afternoon, they have now have 20% containment on the fire, and it has burned 52 acres here in North Pueblo. The Pueblo Fire Department tells KRDO 13 that 35 people occupy about 25 homes in the evacuation zone. That evacuation zone is at 1945 Overton Road here in Pueblo County. Right now, officials tell us none of those homes are in immediate danger and none have been lost as well. They have set fire trucks from 13 agencies in front of those homes to ensure they remain safe as the fire continues to burn.
Staying in Pueblo, a fire is burning on Evraz property in Pueblo, according to the Pueblo Police Department. We just got word from the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office. As of 4:50 this afternoon, that's about 11 minutes ago, homes on Palo Alto Drive are currently in pre-evacuation orders. So if you live on Palo Alto Drive in Pueblo, you are under a pre-evacuation order, and that is as of 4:50 from the Pueblo County's Sheriff's Office. Here in Colorado Springs, crews were on the scene of a brush fire north of Old Colorado City. It started at around 11 o'clock this morning as a structure fire. Colorado Springs Fire Department says a building near Centennial Boulevard and North Chestnut Street caught fire, and a second alarm was called soon afterwards. It extended to the brush behind the building, and several brush trucks were called in.
This was a wind-driven fire, so you notice that it is on a hill behind me. The wind is going to pick up and go up the hill. So that is why it spread the way it spread. We knew that these winds were going to happen. We knew that we had to be prepared for the potential of something to come up for us.
That was Ashley Franco of the Colorado Springs Fire Department. There's no word yet on how the fire started. Strong winds and dry conditions are a major concern and will remain so throughout the weekend here in southern Colorado. A red flag warning is in effect through 9 o'clock tonight. A fire weather watch will be in effect Saturday and Sunday. Forecasters are expecting gusts of up to 55 miles per hour. Wood burning is not allowed, and folks are asked to avoid using equipment that could emit a spark. And that's for El Paso and Pueblo counties this weekend. To Denver, where it's now up to Governor Polis to crack down on human trafficking in Colorado. A bill is headed to his desk after passing the House and the Senate.
We're taking steps to let people know that you will not do this in Colorado. And if you do come to Colorado and do this, you will be punished.
State Representative Ty Winter, who serves as the assistant minority leader in the Colorado House, is one of the bill's sponsors. It classifies human trafficking as a crime of violence, which carries more penalties. The legislation also gives adult survivors 20 years to report what happened to them. Without this, they only have 3 years to come forward. Victims would be protected as well from human trafficking charges if they were coerced into it. Galley Road between San Miguel Street and Moffitt Circle will close for 8 months starting Monday. According to the City of Colorado Springs, during the closure, several work operations will occur to relocate utilities, replace a Colorado Springs utilities water pipeline, and construct a new bridge. Drivers should plan for additional travel time and seek alternate routes. And close relatives of those with treatment-resistant depression are 9 times more likely to also develop the same form of the condition. Lisa Taylor has more.
A new study published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry looks into the serious form of depression, also called TRD, and its genetic transmission across families. Family members of people with TRD are also much more likely to develop other psychiatric conditions, including anxiety, bipolar disorder, OCD, and ADHD. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Strong winds out of the south will continue across southern Colorado with 30 to 40 mile per hour gusts along and east of I-25 through 9 o'clock tonight. going to trigger high fire danger with red flag warnings in effect until 9 p.m. It is still breezy overnight tonight with gusts around 15 to 25 miles per hour. And then our winds just ramp back up through Saturday with west winds gusting at about 50 to 60 miles per hour. And that will, of course, bring about chilly conditions. High fire danger subsides on Saturday, but windy and chilly, spotty rain and snow showers around the region. No widespread accumulations. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.